The purpose of this video is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me, although the world is seeing something it hasn't seen in a long time. War in Europe, and Biden and the Democrats played with Russian fire and got America burned. And folks, that title has a lot more meaning than what you might even think. And I will get to that. I wanted to bring you some clips of President Trump because I saw him on Laura Ingraham on Fox News last night. And she was interviewing him about the situation in Ukraine and Putin and the invasion of Ukraine. And President Trump was fantastic, as always. But they didn't post those clips, at least not yet from when I'm doing this show. I couldn't find what I wanted with President Trump. I couldn't find it on Fox News's website. And so I will just let you know, President Trump was on target during the... you might be able to find him talking with Laura Ingraham now, but at the moment I'm doing this show, I couldn't get what I wanted. So anyways, I will give you my opinions about what is really going on, and I have a lot. First of all, when I say that Biden and the Democrats played with Russian fire and got burned, there's a lot of meaning to that, and there's future meaning to that as well. First, I know deep down in my heart that if President Trump hadn't had the stolen election happen to him and he was in office like he should have been, then none of this would be happening. Putin wouldn't be as bold. But this is a consequence of multiple things. These things are very complicated and they never just happen instantaneously. I want you to understand that the Democrats have caused all of this, and they will, because they're in power and they have the media to lie, they will shift the blame away from them and try to blame it on probably President Trump. That's probably what they're going to try to do, which is ridiculous. But folks, Vladimir Putin does not respect Joe Biden. Joe Biden is weak and everybody knows it. Joe Biden and what he did in the pullout of Afghanistan, we knew would be a signal of massive weakness. And remember, the Biden administration did that pullout the way they did it on purpose. That wasn't an accident. They were trying to make America look bad because they hate our country, sadly. And that is clear. They constantly call it a racist country, an awful country. It needs to be fundamentally changed, and our founding fathers were racist, and they don't like what they set up. And why do you think their activists tear down our statues, tear down statues of Abraham Lincoln, that they and defile that? Why do you think that that happens? Because they love this place? No, of course not. And then you've got a bunch of liberals who have moved up as generals in the Pentagon, and the weakness that we saw in Afghanistan made the whole world understand President Trump certainly isn't running the country anymore. There really is a new person running, and he is a fraudulent president who is also weak, and no one will be intimidated by him. It doesn't matter how much Biden postures, the world has weighed and measured him. He can never come from a strong standpoint because he's already proven he isn't that. And so even if he tries to be that, they will always, and even if he means it, even if he would follow it up with real strong actions, the world, a person like Putin won't respect it and believe it in the first place. I always said all these warmongers on the right, you want to go to war with Russia. You're pounding that we have to defend Ukraine. Be careful, because do you not see that we have a Joe Biden illegally in office? That's who you want to mess with Russia with? So we're in a situation where things can escalate and escalate because Biden's going to posture to be the big tough guy that he's not. Whereas Putin is a big tough guy And that's not a joke. I don't like Vladimir Putin, but I don't think Vladimir Putin is stupid, and I don't think he's weak. And I know his military has surpassed our military technology-wise. Anyone who's been paying attention to that kind of stuff should know that. That hurts for me to say. You think I want to say, for the first time in my lifetime, I believe Russia has a stronger technology military, at least, than we do? I'm not going to say that they have braver soldiers. I wouldn't say that. Although, with what the Democrats are doing to the military and throwing people out for the vaccine mandates and whatever they can find to try to really get rid of Trump supporters, those are probably the brave soldiers that we have. So what will we be left with when they're done with that crap? So it's, folks, this is not a good situation. This is terrible. So you have the consequence of a weak Joe Biden and what Biden did in Afghanistan. So you're seeing this, but that's not the only reason. There's a whole nother thing that the media has to blame, and they're to blame for Ukraine's invasion. They didn't think, you wouldn't have known this would be the consequence fully at the time it was happening, but it's very clear that what the media did and what the Democrats did to Donald Trump has now paid huge price to Americans, allies of America, and what Russia is doing now. And that is the Russian collusion lie, the scam. They slandered Donald Trump and lied for 4 years, and the media knew it was a lie, and they did it to hurt their political enemy. But nobody cared about what the consequences were. I did at the time, and even pointed it out on my radio show, that, you know, they're slandering Putin too. This is dangerous crap. When you slander Trump for your political reasons, Democrats, you better listen to me, because you're to blame for all of this. When you slander Vladimir Putin for 4 years, because you're not trying to slander Vladimir Putin, you're trying to slander Donald Trump. And all you people who supported the evil lies of the media that you knew were lies, but you just hate Trump, you don't even think about your lies involved Russia. So you're lying about something in a country that I said is dangerous and is not a good country. Why would you slander it when it already can do things that you could criticize legitimately? You don't need to make up crap. When you do, you think Vladimir Putin forgot? And when those people who slandered him for 4 years get into power, do you think he's going to respect you? Do you think Vladimir Putin looks at the Democrat Party and says, yay, you guys are great? You think that after you've lied about him for 4 years? And I'm talking about a man that is unpredictable, Vladimir Putin. I've always said he's unpredictable. But now we know that Vladimir Putin will be extremely aggressive. And now that he has a taste that he can be extremely aggressive and will be able to get away with it, once he has that taste in his mouth, all the things that I have been warning about is set up for the surprise attack on America. He will do first strikes, as we can see. And I have warned, and people will still mock me for this. But if you understand biblical prophecy, then you will understand that America will be hit in the, and think nothing will happen. America's attitude will be, I sit as a queen. No matter what happens around the world, they're still going to think this, and we're still thinking it right now. I sit as a queen. I will never see destruction. But I believe, and not everyone agrees with me, so I understand, but I believe the Bible tells me that America will see destruction if you understand that America is Mystery Babylon. This show is not meant to go deep into religious prophecy, but it helps shape me to understand what's going on politically. And I want you to know, read Mystery Babylon's destruction in the book of Revelation, and I think you'll understand what's going on here. So I can't tell you when this will happen. I just see the escalation to that point will happen, and Russia won't do it alone. Russia will not do it alone. If we're Mystery Babylon, in Jeremiah 50 and 51, it gives me who does this surprise attack. And it's not just Russia, but Iran will be involved. In the Bible, it will be called Persia, but that is Iran. Iran will be involved and other nations with it. And I think the dragon China is going to give permission as Russia is moving closer and closer to China. Who controls the world government with a lot of power right now? China does. The globalists, I should say. If China gives the blessing behind the scenes, then the globalists will backstab America because they're already trying to bring America down, and China's trying to bring it and get us off the dollar system. If we do sanctions that are so heavy that Russia is no longer in that financial system, you could escalate things to where, why would Russia care? And say, well, fine, then I'll hit where your economic hub is. The whole world is based on the US dollar. The stock market is based in New York. Hello, first strike. What city is going to be the number one target? New York City. That will be the number, but they would hit, Putin wouldn't just hit one. He would go all in. And the question is, will this happen? When will this happen? I have no idea when this will happen, and I'll never know. Because if we are Mystery Babylon, as I'm saying, the biblical prophecy says it doesn't know when this happens. There's not even really a sign of it happening. They're sitting as a queen, giving in marriage, laughing and drinking, thinking nothing's ever going to happen to me. That's the Mystery Babylon that gets destroyed. If that's America, that tells me that we will not know. It will be a massive surprise. But that doesn't mean there weren't signs. The original Babylon, this is real history. The original Babylon was destroyed, boom, by a surprise attack all in one day. But the reason why it was a surprise is because they were partying and acting like nothing could ever happen to them. But there were signs because their enemies were camping out when they weren't paying attention and digging and coming underground. And that took time for them to develop that plan and execute that plan. But then when they did execute the plan, it was boom, instantaneous. That is the picture of this end time Babylon, that there will be signs for anyone who looks. And I'm seeing a sign right now. I'm seeing that this is going to escalate. And the Western world doesn't like, especially the globalists, they don't like that Putin is uncontrollable. I always said they'll never be able to control him, but they will use him or let him in or back down to him. One or the other. China and Russia combined will make these globalists back down. If Russia ever decides behind the scenes, I want to get rid of America, the globalists are going to say, we're doing that right now. What do you think we're doing? But what if America doesn't go down so easy in the globalist plan? They might just give the green light behind the scenes. All right, Russia, you can do your surprise attack because we've poisoned the world with a vaccine, and that's all going to come out. We've created massive debt crisis, and the financial system is probably going to collapse anyways, and we need to cover it up anyways. So Russia, you're already ticked off. What if we just say, you know, of course there will be no retaliation or anything. No retaliation. You think I'm joking? I've been warning about this for so long. Anyone who's watched my other stuff and saw my warnings and are watching me now are saying, wow, I didn't take what Ben was saying as serious, but now I'm starting to take what he said back then serious. I know some of you are having that reaction. Others are going to mock and say, this is crazy. You've lost your mind. I am not worried. I'm not in fear. I've been warning about this calmly for a long time. And I'm just letting you know the escalation is here. How long does it take for it to escalate to the point where Putin says, I am going to do first strike nuclear war? How long? This is why I've been warning Biden should not be messing around with this. This is not the guy you want at this time. And the Democrats set all this up by lying about Russia collusion and Trump because they hate Trump so much. There are consequences. Then you have other consequences that the Democrats have caused. That is, the Democrats have always tried to destroy our energy, go after coal, go after our energy independence. Donald Trump gets us energy independent. And what does Biden do? The very first thing, shuts down the pipeline, shuts down everything. And now he's telling you that Russia and Ukraine is going to drive up your gas prices. No, Joe Biden drove up your gas prices because he stopped us from being energy independent when he shut that pipeline down. Why isn't he coming out and saying, you know, we know that energy prices are going to, they're going to go up even more from what I've done. So I'm going to reverse my policy, and we got to get energy independent. We've got to get energy independent tomorrow. Let's get that pipeline going, even though we fired everybody, got everyone to lose their job. But let's get that pipeline going. But at least try to reverse your position and say that we're going to become energy independent. We're going to drill for oil. We're going to do natural gas. We're going to release all these restrictions that the Biden administration has put on our energy because of what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. He'll never do that, what he's going to tell you, because he doesn't care. He doesn't care if America gets destroyed. This is what's so horrible, because this proves it. Because he would do that if he cared. But he's going to tell you, suck up the cost. And that's being a patriot. You suck up the cost that I have done to you and the Democrat Party and their policies. Their policies also, by approving the pipeline with Germany, Russia's pipeline. Remember, they stop our pipeline and then tell Russia, yeah, you and Germany, we're cool with that. Gave Putin even more of a green light. And then when you try to act tough and you try to shut that down, Putin is saying, who do you think you are, Biden? Screw you. And I know you were part of all the Russia collusion lies. I have no respect for you, and I'm not going to listen to you or ever take a single word you say seriously. That's what Russia collusion did. Russia collusion lies by the media too has set all this up. Now the media is going to sit there and act all innocent. Oh, why is the Russians hate America so much? And why are they doing this to the Ukraine? And why? Because of you, you stinking lying media. That's why. You did this. You are paying a price, but you're going to think as things go on and nothing happens. As nothing happens to America, as this goes on, except for to us, the American people, lots is going to happen in prices and inflation and even more than what we're already seeing. But to the elite sitting in New York City or Washington, D.C., they will feel like nothing is still happening. Everything's the same. It's just Ukraine. And it is just Ukraine if we don't escalate things. But there's no way Biden won't escalate it because he's too dumb. And this is a failure of the State Department as well. This is a failure of diplomacy. If diplomacy and your leaders are competent, this type of thing doesn't happen. You don't get to the verge of World War III on the edge of it with great diplomacy. It means you have horrible diplomacy with horrible leaders. And that's what we're showing. And they will blame it on the administration before, because what else are they going to do? Say that they're at fault? Of course they're not. And you think the media is going to say Joe Biden's at fault? Of course they're not. They're not going to say that they're at fault when they are 100% at fault. Don't worry, folks. If I'm right, then this will escalate. And I don't know. These things can take years, or they can be months, or they can be weeks. A lot of times it's years of escalation. I have no idea. I know you can look at history and learn some things, but every war is different. You can't learn everything from past wars. Wars always, every single war, things happen differently every single time. That's the one thing that is never exactly the same. Whenever there's war, it's always different. Always. So I can't tell you if this is going to go fast, quick, or if this is going to go really slow and drag on, and people are going to get set to a mind of ease and not even think about it anymore and not worry about the tensions that are between America and Russia that were created by the Democrat Party when we could have had good diplomacy. They decided, yeah, but we hate Trump, so let's make sure we never can have good diplomacy with Russia ever again. That's what the Democrat Russian hoax did. It made it so, remember, the Trump administration couldn't even meet with Russians very much, or else they'd be accused of Russia collusion. And so what they made it is nobody can have good diplomacy with Russia ever again. Not as long as Putin is there, especially now. And Putin has got no respect for Biden or the Democrat Party whatsoever because of what they did. So, yes, there are people to blame. And yes, hindsight is 20/20. It's very easy for me to sit back and look back. But what they'll say is, well, in hindsight, we can't really, because you didn't know at the time. Well, actually, some people did know at the time. Me, I did know. You guys did this and didn't care because you laughed at people like me who warned you that this stuff was building and was coming and it's going to come. And now we have huge warning signs. But here's what I know. I probably sound hysterical to people because they don't know how long I've known this, and they don't know how long I've seen this coming. And they don't know that I know that this is the beginning sign of that happening. This is a pivotal moment in history that will lead to that destruction of Mystery Babylon. That's what I know. And this is the first moment of that. How long before this moment to that pivotal moment of Babylon's destruction, Mystery Babylon in the Bible, how long is that period of time? I have no idea. This is why I'm warning you. Because you could have years and years. You could have a week. I have no idea. You better live like you don't know. Because I'm going to. I have been, actually. I have been living like I don't know. I've been seeing this coming. People who know me personally know. And people who have had personal conversations with me that deeply know, especially in my family, know. They know that I've been talking about this for a long time. Anyways, this is a huge moment, but there are people to blame. If we don't point out who's to blame, then you can't fix things. But will the Biden administration make us energy independent and strengthen America and strengthen America's economy so that they don't have to go overboard and then shun Russia completely, push Russia to the edge of all of world society and say that you're no longer, because this is what I think they're going to do. And it might have already happened by the time you see this video. That's how quickly I think they might do this. But it hasn't happened when I've been making this video. You're no longer part of world society and you can't function in world economic trade, which is basically saying the dollar system. What do you think that does? Do you think that stops Russia? Or do you think that incentivizes Russia to say, screw you even more? And why do I care? I can get rid of the entire dollar system with a snap of my fingers if I want to. That's the person you're dealing with, folks. And there's no doubt that's the person we're dealing with. So you need someone like a Donald Trump in order to deal with that type of person. And we don't have that because the Democrats stole an election. And the stolen election has catastrophic consequences, and America is going to pay. And most likely at some point, burn. So now when I told you that headline means so much more than what you even realize, Biden and the Democrats played with Russian fire and got America burned. There's a lot more to that, and now you understand it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. In this time, as we move forward, and I know a lot, the vast majority of people will ignore everything that I've just said. That's fine. I've done my job. I put the truth out there. And I did it with passion because I know it will wake up a couple people. But it won't wake up the majority of you. I understand that. It is what it is, so you better be right on this point that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Because if you don't know that, your soul is at stake. And who knows how much time any of us have on this planet. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, our freedom is under attack. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And yet, the loss of freedom is not inevitable. America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover, weekly episodes of Beyond the Cover. Check them out at thenewamerican.com. So you can look at the regular magazine, The New American, but go beyond the cover with Beyond the Cover. Go to thenewamerican.com.